Galim chapter 5, Mishnah 4, carrying on from the last Mishnah. So how did they use the seals? Mishu mevakesh nesachim, someone who wanted, who required libations, meaning he needed the wine or the oil or the flour. He would hoylech lo etzel yoichanan, he would go to a person called yoichanan, shuma munah al hachasamus, and he was the administrator over the seals that we mentioned in the last Mishnah. Nesin lo meos, so he would pay yoichanan with the required funds, umakabel miminu choisam, and he would buy a seal for the particular offering or offerings that he wanted to bring. Bolo eitzel achia, and then he would take the seal and he would go to a person called achia, shumumuna al hanesachim. He was appointed over the actual nesachim, over the actual oil and wine and flour. Venosin lechosim, and he would give him the seal. Makabel mimenu nesachim, he would get the libations from him. And then, okay, so that's what a person would do. He would go, first you would buy, it was like going to buy a ticket first. They would go buy the seal, and then with the seal, which was their ticket, go to the next person, the next counter, and there they would get the actual libations. So the person dealing with the libations didn't deal with the money. The money was dealt with by somebody else. And then Arav at night, the two would come together. And Achia would take out the seals that had been presented to him and that he had given those people the libations. So he had all the seals at the end of the day. He would bring all the seals he'd received during the day. And he would receive the corresponding money. And then they would check. So they're basically doing accounting at the end of the day. Does the number of seals that were received match the number of money that was paid? Then was Siru or Siru Lehektish. If there was more money than seals, no problem. They just gave the extra money to the temple. That wasn't a problem if there was an overpayment. But the impachaso, but if there was less money, they didn't have enough money paid for the amount of seals that were used that particular day. Hay Mishalem Yochanan Mibaisa. Then Yochanan, he would have to pay personally in the balance. He would have to fund the shortfall. Shiad Hekdesh al Ha'el Yona, because the temple always has the upper hand. So if there's any deficit, it was funded by Yochanan. He was the person who took the money in and handed out the seals. So he was the one who had to, at the end of the day, if there was some money missing, he had to personally fund that shortfall.